this is Shiva. We are in the sugya of making decisions, advancing, making moves. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva says that there's something called a milas habechira, that how have I that someone should be zocha to make a real choice in their life? And we pointed out that in reality, most people don't make decisions. As scary as that is, they just do whatever is the knee-jerk reaction, whatever is the simplest, whatever the boys are doing, and people are not advancing. And I continue to hold that b'siyata d'shmaya in the yeshiva, we're mamish going, we're advancing, we're moving. People are making big, big moves, big, big decisions. And it's very scary when it's not that way. Because here we are in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem's giving us a time to buy time. How do you buy time? You know, whenever you go and you try to get a loan, you have to show why. You tell the bank, you know, it's kedai to invest with me and give me your money because it's going to have high returns. And when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have to show him that we're advancing. If we want to buy another year, we have to show there's movement in our year. But if we don't have movement, so then we don't need such time. It's very scary to not go anywhere. I remember once with my oldest daughter when she was very young. This is a story going back like 13 years. We were somewhere in Washington. I was going to visit my grandmother, and my daughter must have been 3 or 4. And we go down this escalator in like a subway type of train station, subway system. And we're going down, and my little daughter, Shani, she taps me, and she says, "Abba, we're going nowhere." I'm like, okay. She's like, Abba, we're going nowhere. I'm like, what are you talking about? Cute kid. She says, look. And it was very dark down there, and there was a big black carpet and very poorly lit, and it looked like we were going nowhere. Ah! We all started screaming, we're going nowhere. It looked like the escalator was taking us to the black hole. Rahmanul Islan. But, Baruch Hashem, it was just a black rug. But it was scary to go nowhere. And I was happy one time in my life I felt like what it's like to go absolutely nowhere. That's what happens when a person's not advancing. But we have to make moves in things that are difficult for us. The Goyin in Imre Noyam, in Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel, says there are two mitzvahs that give us longevity of life. Kibud Av Ha'Em and Shiluach HaKan, sending away the mother bird, taking the eggs, two mitzvahs of Arichas Yamim Tovim. And the Gaon has a phenomenal chiddush over here. He says, when do you get long life? Not when you do just Kibud Av Ha'Em, and not when you just send away the mother bird, Shiluach HaKan, but when you do both. Why do you have to do both? Says the Vilna Gaon an amazing thing. He says that we know Kibud Av Ha'Em, especially when your parents are older, is tremendous rachamim, tremendous mercy on your parents. Right? Especially older, you need more patience, it's not as easy. The Vilna Gaon says that. Dafka, when they're older, it's harder. Rachamim. And he says, that's the midah of rachamim, for people who have to show rachamim, to show mercy. Then there's Shiluach HaKan, and he has a phenomenal chiddush, the Vilna Gaon. He says, based on a Yerushalmi, everyone thinks that it's to have mercy on the bird. The Gaon teaches up the Mishnah that whoever says that Shiluach HaKan is rachamim, ain on ela gezeiros lefanai. It's a gzeira, which normally we think is just that it's a mitzvah that we don't understand the rationale, and not because of mercy. But the Gaon says, based on a chazal, that no, it's cruel. It's cruel. And I was at Shimi's house, I did Shiluach HaKan over there. It feels a little bit cruel. It says the Yerushalmi that the mother is watching from afar. She's watching from afar. And it's painful. It's painful. And the Vilna Gaon says that the only way you get Arichas Yamim is if you do something that's very merciful and something very cruel. And he explains why. He says, because you know there are those guys who are the nice guys. The nice guys, they're very good at, you know, going into an old age home and spoon by spoon feeding their elderly mother. But we tell them, buddy, you have to kick away a mom over here and you have to let her sit over there on the perch and cry and watch her kids be taken by you. Ah! Can't do it. Can't do it. Right? And then there are the people who love getting rid of the mommy bird. Right? They take out their M16 and they have a party. They're not Yotzi the Mitzvah that way. Can't do it like that. But then when it comes to being at the old age home, they're not capable of doing that. They're just in their comfort zone. Says the Vilna Gaon, the only people who get long lives are people who live. People who are very nice, but can choose to be mean if they have to. And people who are very mean and can choose to be very nice. People who make real decisions in their lives. That's the school of Arichas Yam that the Torah has, because these are people who are Becher B'chaim. These are people who choose life and they get life. And it's very interesting. You know, I used to think when I would sit with people and they would tell me all of their dreams and aspirations in Judaism, it's like very inspiring. I'm not so inspired anymore when people come to me and they tell me what they want to do, because there's a chazal. There's an amazing chazal, and I'm wary of this chazal. It's supposed to be somewhere in the Midrashim, but we don't have it there. The Reish Chachma brings it, the Akeda brings it, the Shevet Musar. Early Sifrei Musar say that chazal say the strangest thing. Rishayim, evildoers, are Malayim Charatas, are always feeling bad about what they do. Wait, there's an editing problem here. It says evildoers are feeling bad. Doesn't it mean good guys are feeling bad? No, that's not what it says in Chazal. Chazal says that Rishayim are Malayim Charatas. What's going on over here? One of the parts of Tshuva is feeling bad. What does it mean the Chazal are saying that Rishayim feel bad? And I'm telling you, now I know the Chazal and now I see from my experience in life. This is exactly it. There are so many people who just walk around with dreams. I wish I was this, I wish I was that, I would do this, I would do that. And you know what? Even when they sit in the hotel lobby with that girl, the girl also falls for it, hook, line, and sinker. I would be the Gadol Hador. I would chop wood for a lady. And, right? But, oh, did I mention I've never gotten up before 11? Didn't mention that, right? But I would do all these things. That's the definition of a Rasha. A Rasha is a person who always feels bad, would've, could've, should've. Never made a single move in his life. Of course he feels bad. Do you know what it's like when you trap a neshama in a body that does everything wrong, that goes here and goes there and sees this and hears that? The neshama is always saying, help! And that's why the Rasha always feels bad. And then he pops it down. Be quiet! Help! Be quiet! Help! Be quiet! The Rasha has no menucha. He's always feeling bad. And he never has menucha from his neshama, but he never made a move. He never did anything. And by the way, if a Rasha doesn't feel bad about what he does, it's a terrible sign. It means he's really bad. I don't want to talk about how bad he is, but that means his neshama is so far gone that it can't even go, beep, help, help. He can't squish so far down that it doesn't even create any type of reaction. But intentions and feeling holy and feeling Jewish mean nothing. It's all what's going on, what's being done. And the Alshich says an amazing thing on the Pasuk. Ad Masai Otzel Tishkov. How long will the lazy one, Tishkov, lie in bed? And he makes a diuk that I would never make because I'm not the Alshich. I don't know the Hebrew language so well to ask this, but it's amazing. He says if he wrote the Pasuk, it would say, Ad Masai Otzel Tishan. How long will the lazy one sleep in bed? Because what do you do in bed? Sleep. Why does it say lie there? I would have said it's the same thing. The Alshik doesn't. He says, you know what? Why does it say the lazy one is lying in bed? And he says the following frightening part. He says, you know who this person is? This is somebody who's awake in bed, tossing and turning. Tossing and turning about how much he wants to get up. Going left, going right. Right? It sounds like me this morning with that alarm clock. Wanting to get out so badly, right? But at the end of the day, he's still lying there. He's awake in his bed. That's his problem. He has so many ritzonos. I want to. But he's still in his bed. Ad masai otzel tishkov. All of these dreams and absolutely no decisions. Rachmana litzlan. And this is what it's about. And I'm hearing keseder. People are making moves, Baruch Hashem. Real moves. And we find in the Michta Meliyahu, he talks about how do you make a move? How do you make a move? He brings from Chazal. Chazal saying, Shira Shirim Rabbah, Pischuli Pesach Shel Tshuva, Kichura Shel Machat. Hashem says, open up a pinhole. Vani Eftach Lem Pesach Shafilu Agolos Vikronis Nechnasimbo. You take a pinhole. You make that pinhole. Hashem will make it into a highway. He'll Pasha make it into a thoroughfare. But you have to make the pinhole. And says the Michta Meliyahu, amazing thing. He says, this is the concept of Habalitar, Messianoso, someone who's a Balitar. He's Messianoso. So he says, what is this hole? What's a pinhole? What's a pinhole? He says, it's your heart. First of all, that's where you're making the hole. And he says, the pinhole has to go all the way through. It has to be mafulish. A hole means you can see from one side to the end. Not doop, 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 doop. One thing, follow through. Somebody who follows through is called a Baal Atahir. Someone who decided to do something and did it, even if it's small, drove through, made a real decision. But the people who are dabbling in things, deep, 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 poking away, not doing anything, they're not even called a Baal Atahir. They haven't even begun. Decisions. Making real decisions and making real moves and living by them. And we talked about the fear that maybe I won't be successful. Maybe I won't be successful. So first of all, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that small step and he turns it into something giant. And it doesn't make sense. Look at how holy people look after just a couple years in Eretz Yisrael. Could it really be that they did that to themselves? No, they didn't. They made a few simple moves. Few decisions where not to go, and they actually didn't go. Few decisions what not to listen to, and actually didn't listen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took over. And more than that, sometimes a person makes a decision, and he's afraid. I can't keep it up. It's not me. It's not something that I can be matzliach in. Says Rabbeinu Yoina in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis of Pirkei Avos. Ben Azay Omer Aviratz Mitzvah Kalak B'Gemura Ubarech Min Aver Shemitzvah Goreres Mitzvah. Okay, a mitzvah causes another mitzvah. Avera Goreres Mitzvah Avera. An Avera causes another Avera, right? We know that. It's a domino effect. Then it says something strange. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah and Schar Avera Avera. The schar of a mitzvah. You want to know what you get in Olam Haba for a mitzvah? A mitzvah. What? That's not so exciting. I mean, you'll excuse me for saying. Schar mitzvah? A mitzvah. Well, Rabbeinu Yonah says that can't be the pshat. It can't be that the schar of a mitzvah is another mitzvah in Olam Haba. This is what he says. Vizehu tam chutz min ateva. This is something supernatural. Hashem doesn't put in the hands of a man evil or good. Ach habechira levad. He just gives you the ability to choose. Just choose. Pick good or bad. You should choose life. Well, now what happens after my decision? Once you choose a way, im tovahi, if you've chosen wisely, holech ba v'Hashem imay, Hashem becomes your partner. He stands by you. V'chiyasim mitzvah achas, and when you do one mitzvah, your schar is that Hashem escorts you to the next mitzvah with Hashem's help. Not on your own, not with your decision-making process, but He takes over. Umisayos alasot mitzvah acheres. He brings you into a zone to do another mitzvah. Ki bifnei atzmo elo yecholis gam lehetiv. On your own, you would not succeed. All we have to do is one thing. Choose. Make real decisions. Hashem sees that we make real decisions. In regular life, a lot of people who have made real decisions have totally failed. In Avodas Hashem, it's an impossibility to fail. The actual part of your life that's significant, that's in your hands, is only one thing. Making a good decision. That's the only thing that Hashem expects from you. And then after that, He takes over. And the Nefesh HaChaim says similarly, he says that every time someone thinks to do a mitzvah based off the Zayir HaKadosh in Shar Aleph Perek Vav, Al Yidei Zeh Dusha Va'or Makiv, a holy light comes on you as soon as you decide to do a mitzvah. Hu Dava Kiviyachol Bo Yisbarach Gam B'chayev. You're already considered connected to Hashem in Olam Haba. Va'atem Advekim B'Hashem Elokeichem Gam Bo'odchem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Even here. And what does this light do for you? It doesn't just shine the room and keep it illuminated. Ze or hamakiv hulo le'ezer ligmar mitzvah. Once you decide to do a mitzvah, a holy light comes and helps you finish it. Va'al yidei agmar or mischazik yoser, and the or becomes brighter and brighter. V'yarim rosh elyon. V'zehu sha'amru haba l'tahir mesayinosa. All we do in life is choose. We've been talking the whole Zman about choosing. There's nothing else in life that's in our control. And it doesn't need to be. This is what success is. Success is only making the right decisions. When a person makes the right decisions, so they're connected. B'siyata d'shmaya. But when a person is just poking at the right decision, doop, 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 it's nothing. It's nothing. And you see, this is what separates the men from the boys. We see people coming in and out, and they're all talking. Everyone's talking, but there's some people who've made real moves. They're small, it could be. Sometimes they're very big, but they're full. They're driven through entirely. And when somebody does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over the wheel, and he ends up getting to much, much higher places. Now this is a diuk that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, in the beginning of Tehillim. Not enough props here. In the beginning of Tehillim, the first kapitel, it says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim. Fortunate is the man who didn't go in the ways and the advice of rishayim. U'bederech ha'tayim lo amad, u'bemoshev leitzim lo yashav, and he didn't sit with clowns. Ki'im b'toras Hashem chefzai. Torah was his desire. B'torasi yego yom v'layla, he learned Torah. V'haya ke'et shasul al palge mayim. He's like a tree that was planted, placed, on palge mayim, pure, beautiful streams and irrigation, asher pirio yitim beito, his fruits will be timely, valeu lo yibol, and his leaves will not wither, v'kol asher yase yatzliach, and everything he does will be matzliach. So my Rebbe asked, and you can see the Rishonim here, there are ways to answer this, but my Rebbe asked, what does it mean that everything he does is matzliach, right? Matzliach. It sounds like it's a guarantee to have hatzlacha. What does that mean? How can you guarantee someone hatzlacha? So one thing you could say is, Hashem will bless you with a lot of things, and you'll have hatzlacha. But it sounds like over here, follow this program. Stay away from bad people. Learn Torah. Be in the right places, and you will definitely be matzliach. Not have bitachon that you'll be matzliach. you will definitely be matzliach. How can you say that? Right? Don't we say, on Hashem hatzlicha, no? We always daven for hatzlacha. It's true. There are types of hatzlacha that we daven for. We daven that a business deal should go well. But when it comes to ruchnius, there's guaranteed hatzlacha if you follow the program. What is David HaMelech comparing Klal Yisrael Tzadikim to? A tree. A tree starts with a seed, and in the seed is everything you need. It's all in the seed. All the seed needs to do is just express itself. It's unbelievable. You put the seed in the ground, and if you're a farmer and you know exactly what's going on, the seed germinates, and then the seed grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. Where did it get all this hatzlacha from? Inside the seed. It's all from inside. The tree is growing from itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created smicha, which is the ability to just grow. Not grow from outer space or need some gedolim to like parachute down to help you. Push it to actualize who you are. When an neshama makes good decisions to stay away from bad things. Fertile ground. And irrigates himself with Torah. He will emerge a great man. He will emerge a great man. Because what does the word great mean? Gadol. We've been to a bris, right? Not too long ago, we all went to a bris. Zeh HaKoton Gadol Yiyeh. What is this? You know, it's just a nice thing. Everyone says, this child should be Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't think they could meet Rabbi Kiva Eger. You know why? Because if it's Gadol means Rabbi Kiva Eger, then what does it mean you said he's a Katan? So he's a Katan now. What, he's not Rabbi Kiva Eger now? No, he's just little. He's little. So all it's saying is, this little guy should become big. What does this mean, a little guy should become big? All it means is the following, and this is what real greatness is. This little seed, who has so much potential, is just a big ball of potential. And he could either make the right decisions in life or not. He could remain a seed, or he could just germinate and sprout and become a giant tree that bears fruit. All we want from this child is to be himself. And he has everything inside of him. Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyeh. That's what we want from him. This is the koach called smicha. Smicha is just to grow into yourself. And for those, I've noticed people like gematrias. So this gematria just plopped into my head. The gematria of tzemach, which is just growing, emerging, like a tree, is hatzlacha. And the reason is pashut, because it's guaranteed. Et tzemach David avdecha. It's just a matter of time before Mashiach comes. When something's at smicha, it's going to happen. You just have to give it fertile ground. And I thought this was found in the Rambam also. The Rambam, it always bothered me. The Rambam in Gimel Gimel of Hilchas Deis talks about how you should think about having children. Lishma. So what does he say you should do? V'yasim alibo. This is what you should think about when you're having children. Sheyilo ben, you should have a son. Ula yihe chacham v'gadol b'Yisrael. Maybe he'll become a wise man and a gadol b'Yisrael. This Rambam bothered me tremendously over the years. This is like, it's just, we want to win the lottery. I mean, it's true. It's a big kavod shemayim to have Rav Eliashiv as a son. But the odds of that are very slim. And that's what Hashem wants from us, that every person should just think, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's have a Rav Eliashiv over here. He's going to be very disappointed a lot of the times. Chas v'shalom. That's not what a gadol b'Yisrael means. A gadol b'Yisrael means a neshama that comes from the kisei hakavod and becomes himself. Makes all of the right decisions. Stays away from all these bad things. You know how great you could become if you stay away from bad things? You know that the biggest problem of this generation is not the good things they do, it's the bad things they do. How big would our Olam Haba look if we didn't do anything good and we just stayed away from bad things? I wasn't sure until I saw the Aderes Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon. Listen to this, and you can look it up later in case you think I'm misquoting it. What would be the schar of somebody who stays away from bad things? Says the Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, Breishis Beis Zion. He says that every person, we know from the end of Maseches Uksin, Lahanchil O'ava Yesh, everyone gets 310 worlds in Olam Haba. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil Lekol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamas, 310 worlds. In Yonoi, Sha'adam Kone Osam B'Shnei Yitzarim Shalom. You get these 310 worlds with your Yetzar Hara and your Yetzar Atov. Shalosh Me'ois Olamos, 300 out of the 310, right? That's a lot. Bishviras Hayetzer Hara are from breaking your taivas. Va'asara olamos, and 10 of them, El Yetzer Hatov. That's incredible. That means that in this generation, people could have bigger olam haba than anybody by just staying away from things. And why is it like this? Just look. Look at people who are trying to be good and being stuck in bad. Look at what it produces. It doesn't produce trees. It produces mutations. Bizarre looking creatures. Staying away from Rishayim. Staying away from Amosh of Leitzim. Learning Torah. A person emerges. Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyah. He becomes big. And I was thinking about it. The Rambam in Hilchas Deis in Dalet Chaf says something that I also thought, I couldn't understand this. It sounds almost like a Hasidish HaMais over here. The Rambam writes a diet that you're supposed to keep. You're supposed to keep a diet, right? And then these are not such learned Rambams because most people don't follow the diet of the Rambam. Then the Rambam, at the end of his diet, he gives a little commercial for his diet, like a little plug. He says, as only the Rambam could do, Kol hamanig atzmo bidrachim elu shoreinu, whoever follows my diet. Ani arevlo. I'm taking responsibility. She'eno bali decholi kol yamei yamav. He will not get sick in his entire life. Whoa, that's a big statement, right? Try to put your name on that. Ad she'yazkin harbe, until he gets very, very old. V'yamos, v'eino tzarech l'rofe, he won't need doctors, v'yagufo shalim, v'omid al birio kol yamav. Wow! Elim kin ha'yagufo ra mitchilas b'riyah. So he says, unless there was something wrong with you from the beginning. Oim ha'yaragol b'minag min ha'minhagos ha'roim, mitchilas melarito. Or you were doing things very bad until you one day woke up and the doctor said you got to quit smoking. He says all the years of smoking add up from before. So you can't like all of a sudden see the light and then say it's the Rambam's fault. He means from the beginning. He says somebody who does this will live a long life. And I'm thinking, how could the Rambam say this? You know what the Rambam's saying? The Rambam's saying, do you know what it means when Hashem makes something? When he makes a body? Do you know what a body is? A body. Mibsari echseloka, from our body we can see Hashem. A body, if it's taken care of, well, will definitely succeed. Will definitely succeed. It's made by Hashem. It's made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course it's going to succeed. And then I was thinking the following. The neshama is connected to this body. The neshama is Hashem's prize creation that he's ever made. It's his prize creation. Imagine what the neshama is capable of. But more than that, and here's where we come to the rachamim of Yom Kippur. Because there are two words we use for rachamim. Chutz and rachim. We don't know what these two words mean. We think both of them are Hashem feeling bad for us. Says Rav Avram, the son of the Gra, in his Perush on Tefillah. He says that the word rachmanas is when you see something that's a nebuch and you feel bad for it. Nebuch, look at him. Ah, it's sad. He says the word chus is on something you invested in. It could even be something that's an object. If you worked on anything, if you worked on a project, so you feel bad for the project. Why? because you invested in it. Anything you're chus on, there's vested interest in it because you put input in. Say Pasha. Haneshama loch v'haguf pa'alach. Hashem gave us a neshama which is his. V'haguf pa'alach. And he masterfully created this body. Chusa ala malach. Hashem have rachamim of chus. Have a rachamim on what you created. You created. Hashem gave us these bodies and these souls with incredible koichas. And Hashem's only thing that we know that he did in this world. We don't know of any side plans that Hashem had or any side jobs. There's only one thing that he did. He made us. Nasa Adam. This was his big creation. This is what he takes pride in. Do you know how much vested interest Hashem has in our success? When you say this, Chusa Amalach, right? Like we say, Chamol, Chamol al Maasecha, V'sismach b'maasecha, Hashem, have rachmim on what you made. V'sismach b'maasecha, have nachas from it. Tukta Hashem maasecha, and put sanctity in these maasim. Hashem made something incredible. Something incredible. And Hashem wants it to see itself to fruition. Hashem wants to see it as an eitz shasul al palge mayim. Umasha yase yatzliach. Hashem created something with guaranteed success. And we mess it up. And there's tremendous rachmim. And I was thinking a tremendous chiddush. This is worth a few million dollars. This chiddush l'dayti. That there's a chazal that people talk about, and I think that there's a much deeper pshat than people say. On the seventh day of Pesach, we don't say Hallel. Right? Why? It's a very exciting day, right? Kriyas Yamsuf. What happens over there? Well, you can't. Why? Because there's something sad that happens. Maaseh Yodai or Tavu Bayam. The Mitzrayim get drowned. It's a sad day. Right? So we can't say Hallel. Do you understand that? Aren't these the villains in the story, right? In Purim, right? We're very happy, and we even say Kriyasa Zuhilula. We would say Hallel about Haman dying. We have no problem. All of a sudden over here, we feel so bad. We can't even say Hallel. Rabosai, the pshat is pashut. Not that Hashem feels bad for Mitzrim. What's the tachlis of a guy? The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Melachim, based on the Pasuk, and the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, that the Goyim have a tachlis to serve Yidden. And they will reach that tachlis eventually. That's the purpose of Hashem making them. Their purpose is to live, not to die. There's only a group of people who are supposed to die. Their whole purpose is to die. The seven nations, Zion Amamim, and Amalek. That's where Haman's from. Right? The whole goal for them is to die. When Maaseh Yodai or Tavu Bayam, when the end game of a Mitzri is not Hashem Hu Elokim, but is drowning, Hashem's handiwork was wasted on some level. Maaseh Yodai Tavu Bayam, Chusa Ala Malach. And Hashem is looking towards each and every one of us, and He wants us to succeed. Everything will be for our success. Habal etayr mesayinoso. It's easy to succeed. It's easy to succeed. All we have to do is make the right decisions. Ubacharta b'chaim. It's as simple as that. We're making these right decisions, and we have to take life more seriously. Look at the world. Look what's going on. If a person doesn't stay away from bad things actively, if they're just poking away and not driving a hole through, nothing's going to become of them. This is the generation that you're either going to be big or you're going to be nothing. Maybe in other generations you could be average. In this generation, if you want to be normal, you're already big. You've already, according to the Gaon, got 300 olamos from just staying away from the bad things here. We have to take this seriously. We have to remember what we said. Kol haschalos kashos. Every haschala, Hashem says, is kasha, is hard. Why, said the Maharal? Because it's a beginning. But so folios arev, it's going to be so geschmack when you're a big, mighty tree. And it definitely will happen, Be'ezras Hashem. You definitely will be matzliach. We should all be zeicha to a gemar chasima teivah.